show today.
Pieces of phloem, or foam, not phloem. Pieces of foam float off of the space shuttle. What does it mean? Because finally it is launched. Also, Paul McCartney singing on a New York rooftop. Imagine seeing that. Harry Potter's out. And, of course, fans go gaga over these midnight releases of the new film. I think it's the final film, too. General McKiernan says he's embarrassed over the removal. He's been removed from his position. We'll explain why. In the U.S. Capitol, police had to shoot and kill a man after a wild chase. And speaking of D.C. and chasing things, there's a chase on to get health care reform and make it a right for every citizen in the United States. But at what cost? President Obama addressed that and says the naysayers need to really examine what they're saying and why they are not for this reform. The bipartisan cooperation has quelled down, and now it's full steam ahead, and let's make this sucker partisan. Just get it passed. Get her done. And it's getting closer to that point, although Blue Dog Democrats are putting up a big stink, and they could hold things up in the House. Why should you care? We'll certainly tell you why. And as I said, the Blue Dogs opposed to this are causing a lot of problems for this health care reform. One of the guys who is shouting from his own rooftop in Utah is Democratic Congressman Jim Matheson. Here's what he had to say about the overall plan.
Well, I think that what we need to do, and it's not necessarily bad news for anyone, it's just part of the process. There are a bunch of us who think that we ought to take a look at health care reform. We know our system has costs growing greater than inflation. Ask any small business owner how their health insurance premiums are going up. They'll tell you costs are going up too fast. So reform is a good idea, but we got to do it in a way that doesn't socialize medicine, doesn't bankrupt our country, and that's my concern about the direction things are going now. Jen, I think we ought to be looking at trying to squeeze savings out of the existing system. You know, the United States of America, as a country, we spend, both in public and private money, about $2.5 trillion a year on health care. I think there's a lot of waste, a lot of inefficiency, and we ought to be attacking that as a way to pay for these reforms instead of taxing. Canada and other countries enforce price controls on pharmaceuticals. I don't believe in price controls. I think market pricing and the market economy is the way to go. But it is not fair right now. The United States consumers are paying for the rest of the world when it comes to research and development for new prescription drugs. We have to be far more aggressive in our trade negotiations with the other countries because I think it's a trade issue. But the notion of price controls, that's a direction I just don't think we ought to go.
All right, so you made some sense in what he was saying. I think he's right. $2.5 trillion, that's a big number, and there has to be waste that can be cut out of that. But the problem, again, is going to be partially the drug companies. And literally, with the way things are chopped up in the United States, you, trying to find that waste and cutting, as we say, is easier said than done. I mean, really. But pushing what is now this 1,000 pages of health care reform down everybody's throats and then saying, wow, let's all celebrate. Damn, we all have health care coverage. This is awesome. I mean, you are covered, baby. Everybody's covered. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to think, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be crippled by these outrageous health care bills, and what am I going to do? And, you know, I get that scenario, and I know how terrible that is, and I know a lot of people, sadly, have found themselves in that situation. But even some of those people in that situation would tell you they don't want the system changed for some of the reasons that we have mentioned over and over again. In fact, I talked to one woman, gosh, a couple of months ago, and we were talking about the whole health care thing. She lived in a big house with her husband, raised some kids. They all grew up, put them through college, very proud of that, right? So now when it's at the end of the game and it's supposed to be, ooh, golf, relaxation, we worked our butts off, her husband loses his job with a big corporation and comes down with cancer. So they have to sell the house. Luckily, they could sell the house because so many people have struggled with that. They do sell the house. They don't get really the amount they could have gotten for it, but they are forced to basically live in kind of an upscale apartment and pay rent because of his bills. Suddenly he found himself without a job. But yet, this woman still didn't like some of the things that were being discussed. And this was a couple months ago when the conversation, the chatter started to become more of a big buzz out of Washington. She didn't like some of the things that she was hearing because she had a lot of time on her hands and a lot of people were talking about options and health care and all that other sort of stuff. And she was one of the people that is in the situation where he's out of work and they're stuck. So what does that tell you? 800-259-5791. You can always chime in on anything that we're talking about. It happens to be health care, obviously, right now. We're going to talk about Sonia Sotomayor coming up in just a minute. But Sam in Montreal, you have the floor. Hello.
Hello, you.
Hello. Everybody's talking about health care in the U.S., and you've already told everybody about your version of what you see in Canada. And I think a lot of people in the United States would be disappointed if we had that same health care system. They just don't realize it.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like after what you just told me about that gentleman, you know, who had to sell his house. In a way, we're lucky because then we don't have to worry. Oh my God, you know, how are we going to, you know, how are we going to pay for a night in the hospital? How are we going to pay for, you know, the medic? Okay, I mean, like if you're on medication, you have to pay for that. But I mean, like, how are we going to pay for, you know, a hospital stay and stuff like that? I mean, that we have an advantage over you. Granted, you know, trying to get a room is difficult. But at the same time, once you're in, you don't have to worry about it. You know,
well, and so, the key to what would be the new healthcare system is timing your illnesses correctly. And you know that's difficult. I mean, let's face it. We can't predict what's going to happen in our life. That's what you're saying. Because if you get a bed, it's great. But if you don't, then you're stuck and you're sick.
Right. It's just like, you know, it's like, you know, people, you know, or people who are waiting for... people who are waiting for certain operations, as soon as they get a bed, bingo, they're in. I mean, you know, because where Julie works, a lady was waiting for an operation. She waited for I don't know how many months. As soon as she got it, she left right in the middle of a very important meeting. Said, you know, I have to go, you know, because, you know, it was, really serious. But luckily, she's fine. But still, the idea that she had to wait, and as soon as she had a chance for a bed, it was like, well, can I wait till tomorrow type thing? No, because they'll say, you've been waiting this long. You're waiting till tomorrow. We'll call the next person on the list. You know, that type,
right.
that type of thing. So, you know, in a way, we have it good, in a way, we don't.
It's a double-edged sword. That's what we're saying.
Right.
You're telling us it's a double-edged sword. It all depends on your timing and what you're sick of, what you have wrong with you. Like, if you have arthritis or something like that, you got to get in the back of the line. You're not going to get treated right away.
Right. Well, what I'm sick of, well, you know, makeup from what I'm sick of is, you know, health care in Quebec. So, pardon the pun.
kidding. And we'll see. I mean, you know, we're going to be looking to you for advice, buddy, of course, and how to maneuver the system if we all end up in the same boat as you are.
Oh,
good. You were saying it before.
Oh, by the way, a certain bet we made, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
When do I send it?
Oh, where do you send it?
Where I've got the address. I just don't know when.
You send it whenever you're ready, buddy. We are ready to partake.
Yeah, but with all the respect, the address is in Minnesota, and you're in Dallas. How's it going to get
there? Oh, that's right. We talked about that. All right, we'll figure out this riddle on the flip side. Hang on, and I'll let you talk to Donovan. We'll be back with more on America Tonight.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
We're going to head to the email in a couple of minutes, americatonight.net, talking about, as always, a lot of different things because we scatter shoot here. That's the name of the game. Water cooler buzz at its best, we like to think anyway. ATN, that's what it is, from coast to coast and everywhere else in between, even outside the borders. I got a couple of notes the other day from Spain. They're listening in an office in Spain. I'm thinking, wow, I wonder if they're working on their English, or wonder if they have a translator or somebody that knows English pretty well that's telling people if they're listening to it while they're on their computers. So we're talking about healthcare, of course, throughout the show. And ultimately, what does that mean to you, to your wallet, to your family, to the kind of healthcare we get, that kind of thing. And it's billed as it's going to be a right, and then everybody in America will have health care. But see, it's just like digging deeper. It's just like Sam there. Sam says, well, you know, that's one good thing. The story that you just told, then they would be treated. But you'd be treated if there's a bed. So it's like you're on a waiting list, just like a waiting list for kidneys. And if your illness is timed right, I'm really serious about that, then it's fine. But if not, think of the hospital situations now. It would be just my luck that I would have something that would happen. And I would need it. Like, you think of a knee replacement. People do something to their knee and they're having a hard time walking. You know what I'm talking about. And you could be young or old, or hip replacements, or any numerous things that people go through. And I heard somebody earlier compare what our healthcare would be like to what you get at the VA. And it's funny because we've talked about this. The VA, it depends on where the VA is. Now, for me, my husband was in the military. He was in the Navy, and he said San Diego, incredible health care. I mean, top of the line. It's a big military area, and they had just a great facility. They had all kind of innovative things they were doing there. On the other hand, there are other places in the United States where you have people who are wounded, you know, come back and they're missing a limb and they're getting rehab and they're in pain and whatever the situations are. And they're waiting in a very crowded waiting room for not just an hour, not just like a doctor visit. They're waiting for a long time, or they're trying to get on the phone to get medicine and they can't get through. Somebody was telling me this the other day about Dallas, because they're changing some rules about reimbursement or whatever, that it looked like they were in line for special rock star tickets. Like I mentioned Paul McCartney on the rooftop, and people were waiting for the Beatles tour that was coming back again, and it was incredibly jammed and took hours and hours and hours and hours. And, of course, part of that is because the you think of the military guys who need to be treated and who don't have the money. But if our healthcare system is going to be similar to what the VA has, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the uglier, then no thank you, because how much better is it really, right? Yeah, that's what you got to ask yourself. I want to see the 1,000 pages. Explain it to me. Set it up right so that we can put amendments into it, so we can tinker with it and also protect the small businesses. So the other big thing that I haven't really dove into too much, because we've been talking about it a ton, is Sonia Sotomayor and her responses to the senators asking a whole bunch of different questions. There were some light moments in this next day of the hearing. And here's her little exchange with Senator Tom Coburn.
Do they have a right to personal self-defense? Does the Second Amendment mean something under the 14th Amendment? Does what the Constitution, how they take the Constitution, not how our bright legal minds, but what they think is important, is it okay to defend yourself in your home if you're under attack? In other words, the general theory is, do I have that right? And I understand if you don't want to answer that because it might influence your position that you might have in a case, and that's a fine answer with me, but those are the kind of things people would like for us to answer and would like to know, not how you would rule or what you're going to rule, but and specifically what you think about it, but just yes or no, do we have that right?
I know it's difficult to deal with someone as a like a judge who's so sort of whose thinking is so cornered by law.
I know.
Could I?
Not like a doctor. I can't quit using doctor terms.
Exactly. That's exactly right. But let me try to address what you're saying in the context that I can, okay? Which is what I have experience with, all right? Which is New York criminal law, because I was a former prosecutor. And I'm talking in very broad terms, but under New York law, if you're being threatened with imminent death or very serious injury, you can use force to repel that. And that would be legal. The question that would come up and does come up before juries and judges is how imminent is the threat? If the threat was in this room, I'm going to come get you, and you go home and get, or I go home. I don't want to suggest I am, by the way. Please, I don't want anybody to misunderstand what I'm trying to say. If I go home, get a gun, come back and shoot you, that may not be legal under New York law, because you would have alternative ways.
You'll have to lots
defend
of explaining to do.
I'd be in a lot of trouble then. But I couldn't do that under a definition of self-defense. And so that's what I was trying to explain in terms of why, in looking at this as a judge, I'm thinking about how that question comes up and how the answer can differ so radically given the hypothetical facts before you.
You know.
All right, so this is kind of how it's gone, where it's, you know, she's really sticking to, I'm a judge, so I can't answer that question. I can't give you a yes or no on abortion, on gun rights. You heard the exchange there. And that's what's been frustrating to a lot of the Republican senators, But we'll just emphasize this. You look at the possibility of a filibuster, it ain't happening. There is no question she is the next Supreme Court justice. So this is just an exercise of what you have to do in vetting out, supposedly, whoever the next Supreme Court justice might be. It's the system. It's the hearings. And this hearing doesn't have anything so far overly salacious, I'll call it, in it. It's not Bork. It's not Roberts. It's not Alito. It's not Clarence-type hearings. So for all the buildup leading into this as to what was going to happen and how she was going to be skewered on an open flame at the Capitol, I don't really think it's happening, because you see how at the end of it, you know, there's like laughter and they move on and you can't give me the yes or no. Well, that's I'm a judge and da-da-da-da-da. And then it goes the other way. Now, what's interesting is a guy like Arlen Specter has said he's getting a little bit weary of the fact that she's not giving hardcore opinions, those yes or no's, that she wouldn't give a view on abortion, that she wouldn't give a view on gun rights. I mean, it's obvious. If you look at her rulings, where do you think she's going to go on gun rights? Where do you think she's going to go on abortion? So Arlen Specter, part of the old Republican Guard, remember, that jumped to the other team, the Democrats, because he was so furious with what was happening with the Republicans, and he might have wanted to get reelected again. Anyway, he said he is frustrated over the nonspecific answers on a bunch of legal issues and court rulings. You know, specifically saying that, and he asked Sotomayor this during this third day of confirmation hearings. He said, is there anything the Senate or Congress can do if a nominee says one thing seated at that table and does something exactly the opposite once they walk across the street? So, you know, here's the thing. She's not going to give those answers. But I guarantee she'll support abortion rights if you look at rulings. And even, I mean, she just won't say. She's not going to say that. And the same with gun rights. I mean, she's going to step in for Souter, but Souter was somebody who was nominated by Bush 1 and ultimately became the justice and was supposed to be a little bit more conservative, and he was anything but conservative, so she'll take over his role on that court. It's if something else happens on the court when the face of it will change. Hang with us. The Daily Salute next.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon.
coupon box, and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Administration, the entire federal government has to be clear. We have got to get this done. We're talking about health care reform. Yo, yo, everybody. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. So in the Senate, the Health Committee's 1310, pretty much party line vote, pushes forward that $600 billion measure that would require you and I to get health insurance and employers to contribute to the cost. So the Health Committee bill, in a nutshell, I'll say it again, calls for the government to provide financial assistance with premiums and individuals and families making up to four times the federal poverty level. That would be about $88,000 for a family of four. The battle lines are clearly drawn on this one. All right, I said we would do the daily salute too, and I want to make sure that I jump to that. Bravo, and I hope they're on their feet and ready to clap. The Pentagon actually said no to that ban on war zone smoking, even though that study was out about what it can do and the causes of death, etc., blah, blah, blah. But as I said before, if you know anyone who served, sometimes that cigarette is all they have to hold on to. It sounds ridiculous, but it's really not. Killing time and worried that who knows what, when you step around a corner, what's going to happen. Yeah. And smoking's not illegal. It's up to you whether you want to smoke or not. So with troops making the kind of sacrifices they're making, now you're going to take their cigarettes away from them too? Yeah. And it was the guy that was the head of the Pentagon's Office of Clinical and Program Policy that was pushing this sucker. He was pushing the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, to adopt the proposals from this study because of the rising tobacco use and the higher cost for the Pentagon and blah, 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 and the Department of Veteran Affairs as the reason for the bans. You know, what happens is a lot of people get their cigarettes, as I said before, at the commissary because they get them at a much better rate. And tobacco use, supposedly, cost the Pentagon $846 million a year in medical care and lost productivity. That's what this study shows. But it would have been, to me, I think, disastrous if they had asked all these guys to, these enlisted people to be, and everybody else, new officers, et cetera, to be tobacco free. Then it was going to cost them a fortune anyway in the military installations, the ships and the aircrafts, et cetera. They'd have to have those smoke ender programs. It's weird to tout smoking, too, because I'm not a smoker, and I don't want to see people die from lung cancer, secondhand smoke, or any of that. But put yourself in the situation, deploy it again and again and again, and you know the answer. So it is the Daily Salute, shockingly. Don in Wyoming, the house hunter, how you doing?
Hi, Kate, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, what did you say, the house hunter?
Uh-huh.
The hunting is over.
You got it. You just got that view. You just got to nail everything down.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny is that, I remember I told you I lost out on a bid for one house, and then they had the second one that was going up for sale, but they were going to let me get the bid in first for it.
Right.
And, and the one that I lost out on has got all the fancy brickwork, and from the outside, you know, like a hot chick looks really good, you know. And the inside, it was okay, right?
Right.
Well, this other house from the outside, it's not, it looks like kind of like an ugly duckling, you know, maybe the not so hot looking chick. But tonight was the night I finally got to go into it. They got the squatters out of there.
Uh-huh.
And Kate, it was a home run. It was a slam dunk on the inside. So
really?
This thing, it's got a vault, a 25 foot vaulted ceiling.
Oh.
In the living room. And it's got, and it was actually, it was kind of a rambler slash, they put a loft on the top floor. And really nice, going up to it. And, a couple bedrooms, which I'll probably take down one of the walls to make it just one big room. And
right.
A bathroom and a little loft up there, you know, put a television and a couch on. And then, you've got the big living room with the vaulted ceiling, the fireplace, and the nook where you can put the television in. And the kitchen and everything, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances. And then, of course, you got the unfinished basement. So, and this house, can I tell prices on the show?
Do it.
When they built it 2 years ago, it appraised at, $408,000.
Mm.
And, it's 3,900 square feet. It's a pretty nice size house. Of course, what would one guy need a house that big? I don't know. But in any case, of course, with the market the way it is right now,
mm-hmm.
got it for $240,000.
No. Oh, you got your dream house at a steal.
Oh, and there's a porch in the front, and the porch is facing, you know, Mount Tippinogus and the Utah Lake, and you can see the whole valley from that. And then, of course, when you go upstairs, you've got the window view for the whole, you know, what do you call it, panoramic view. So anyway, though, it was a slam dunk. The minute I saw that vaulted ceiling, I was just like, holy cow. I've got my buddy I told you about up in Idaho, he's got a house like that. And, you know, except theirs, I think, is about 30 foot tall, but he's 6'6", and his wife's 6'1", so, you know, they need a taller roof, right?
No kidding. You got to get pictures. You got to send us pictures. We want to see them.
Oh, yeah. We should be closing within a couple of weeks, and the loan's already been approved, And then, with the squatters living there, it needs a pretty good cleaning job. And my mom's cousin runs a cleaning business, so she's going to get a couple of her girls in there and go to town on it. I thought the only thing I want to do to it, other than getting the basement finished, is get the front bricked up a little bit better and looking a little bit better. But other than that, boy, the views, you just can't beat it. So,
good for
you. I'm a pretty happy guy right now. So, you bet. But anyway, by the way, my thought on the health care, just real quick.
Sure.
It's interesting because about, I guess we got, a little over 300 million people in the country, and they say about 50 million of them are unemployed, so that's one out of every six, is that right?
Right.
I mean, not unemployed, uninsured.
Right, right.
Okay, and I wonder how many of them are people, as myself, until I was able to, you know, because I was in the military, I was able to use the VA,
right.
Was in a condition to where, because of, you know, their size or whatever, they're not given, you know, they can't get health care, or it would cost extremely amount of money. There's a lot of reasons why those 48 million people are uninsured.
Don't have
not
it.
All of them are not because the system's broke. It's
right.
Because they just don't want to pay it, is what the deal
right.
is.
Right, sure. You know? I know people in that situation, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, like my best friend's got a wife and seven kids now, and he's got to pay $1,000 a month for his health care plan, you know, and part, you know, it's, that's just part of life, and you can't have children without health care, and, you know, and it's, but there's other people that have got three or four kids or whatever that would maybe cost that much or a little bit less, and they just don't want to pay it, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, what you've got is you've got a, the majority of the country that pays their health, you know, their employers help pay some of it, and they pay the rest, you know, you know, five out of six people have got it, but then the one out of the six don't have it, and when the one out of the six get hurt or have to go to the ER room or whatever,
then it goes up.
Then it messes the whole system up.
Yep, exactly
now,
right.
And now Obama's found, is basically saying, oh, we can handle the whole thing and force everyone to have health care. Well, you know, some people are pretty healthy people. I've been in a hospital once in my life. That was when I was a teenager. You know, and, you know, people, some people take good care of themselves, you know, they don't need to go to a hospital, and maybe there's a chance, you know, there's always that chance you could have an accident.
Sure,
and
sure.
Have to be at a hospital, you know, but some people just, in their mind, they just don't want health care, you know, it's not
right.
Because they can't afford it. And
right.
For him to come out and say, well, everybody's going to have it now, and the people that do have it have now got to pay more, and it just doesn't work that way.
So no, it, that's the problem.
It's a communist takeover, Kate, I'm telling you. It really is.
I don't think it's going to go through. I think the Blue Dog Dems are going to find a way to block it. It's going to be tight, though, but I think that it's not going to go through. I don't.
Hey,
I
Kate,
think
we're going to...
It won't.
I'm sorry. We're going to be there Sunday taking some pictures, so I'll get them sent to you. So.
Awesome. Do it, Donna. Okay. Homeowner, Don in Wyoming. Thanks for the call. We move on to Steve, who's listening to us in Dallas. Steve, you're getting that music being pumped out there on the radio?
Well, actually, Kate, I'm not listening to you in Dallas because I can't find you anymore. they've got Thai music on.
I know.
The station
used to be on. I know. The station flipped to, this is probably fascinating to people listening to us across America, flip to Thai music or whatever it is. You're right. That's exactly
what
happened.
Well, I mean, it could be Hmong. I don't know. You know,
I don't know what it is. You're right.
But it ain't you. I know.
I know. But there's another station in Dallas that's bigger that's interested, so it could be.
They are going to pick you up, right?
Yeah, it could be a blessing in disguise.
I mean, we're having to sleep at night now. This is driving me crazy. You know, have you noticed how your last caller is a perfect example? People say health care now when they mean health insurance.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, but you heard what he said. He doesn't want it, and he gave great examples of how it's that 40 million is not a correct number. Some of those are people who are here illegally, so then you get into that whole thing. And a lot of people, he's right, don't want it. And then other people don't want to pick up the tab for others, et cetera.
They don't want health insurance.
Right.
You know, I mean, they've just completely changed the meaning of words. I mean, it's like 1984. They just changed the meaning of words. I've been unemployed for 3 or 4 years. I quit a perfectly good job thinking I was able to go back to teaching, and now I can't get a teaching job. But, I'm scraping by, but I'm paying $1,000 a month. I'm paying $850 a month for insurance that I never use because I've got an $8,000 deductible.
Oh, yeah, you explained that to us. You were talking to us about that the other day. Yeah, and that's just one of the many problems of what we're talking about. Steve,
people.
I know.
There's a teacher, one of the vice principals, who made twice what I did, said, I can't afford it. He just didn't cover it.
I know. It's ridiculous. All right, Steve, take care. Coming up next, more calls here on America Tonight.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise, her hands are never cold, she's got Betty Davis eyes, she'll turn her music on you, you won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes.
Well, they did it, and they had to, I think. 800 Canadian geese around New York City, around the two airports, have been trapped and euthanized. Remember, we talked about it on the show. They're trying to reduce, of course, the bird strikes that led, for one, that plane, Captain the Hero Sully, landing in the Hudson River last winter. So the birds were basically culled from 15 sites within 5 miles of LaGuardia and Kennedy airports, and that's the deal. They euthanized them, so that was the idea. They were going to kill 2,000 geese within weeks is what they were hoping, so to avoid having anything happen again like happened with that U.S. Airways flight 1549 that was on remember January 15th when that happened. I was away. I turned on the tube and saw that, and I was stunned. I remember somebody had a camera phone, and they caught that plane landing. You've seen that footage. It's crazy to look at that. Speaking of New York, let's head to New York and Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hey, hon. I was listening to the show. It was great callers. And really quick, congratulations, Don. I'm glad you got the house that you wanted. I'm going to do that someday soon, probably move to Connecticut because New York has fallen apart with the taxes and the dysfunctional government. I did want to mention, last night you said I could talk about Iran, but before I do, I woke up at 10:30 this morning because I work late nights, and I flicked on, I watched the Senator Coburn, who I think is fantastic, when he asked Sotomayor about the Second Amendment. But remember, before the Heller versus D.C. decision, if your call is not familiar, that basically the Supreme Court said the Second Amendment confers an individual right to keep and bear arms.
Right.
Before that decision was made, I called you and I said to you, how come if there's a right to an abortion and privacy that they made out of whole cloth from the eminence of a penumbra, one of the justices made that up in Roe versus Wade, I said to you, if that right's in the Constitution and a set of law, I said, and it's not actually written there, but the Second Amendment is written, how come it's not accepted as such? And I almost fell out of bed because Coburn was asking the same thing that I asked you last year. It was absolutely amazing. But she danced around that answer.
We played it on the air, yes. Yes. We heard it, yeah.
You know, and if you listen to it again, what Coburn asked her, is the amendment incorporated into, as far as the states? Now, incorporation simply means that it does apply to the states. Are the states free to regulate guns or abortion or anything else? She didn't answer that. The Second Circuit, which she was on, said no. But the Ninth Circuit, in a recent case, Nordyke versus whatever it was, they shut down gun shows at Orange County Fairground. But they said that the Second Amendment was incorporated. So there will be a Supreme Court challenge. And if, as you say, she'll be nominated, she'll have to recuse herself. But Colbert was trying to basically ask, because he knew that she came from New York, where we have scumbags in New York, and the Scumbag Sullivan Act, which is a racist act that restricts your right to self-defense. He wanted to know where she stands, because he knows that prosecutors have and judges have lots of discretion. You could come before the court, and she made up this crap about going home and getting a gun. I'm very excited. He said, look, do you have a right to self-defense? Because America, and your listeners in Spain, hi, how you doing? She doesn't believe that you have a right to defense. Barack Obama doesn't believe you have a right to self-defense. She believes what he believes. So I was just astounded that this came up. But you'll see the incorporation will come before the Supreme Court because one circuit said yes, one second circuit said no. And it's extremely important because it's written in the Constitution and it applies to every other, tons of other laws. And if you'll just give me 30 seconds about Iran, I read something in National Review that disgusts me. And you're going to say, well, this was a conspiracy theory. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's the truth. IBM made the computer system that allowed the Nazis to track the Jews and give them the tattoos with the numbers. That's the truth, America. IBM, they use technology. The Chinese in Tiananmen Square, they use camera technology and the cameras that are in your streets to focus in on the dissidents, and they went and killed them and their families. I just read today that Siemens Electric and Nokia, the Finnish phone company, gave the Iranian mullahs the technology to block the phone call so that while the Iranian people were trying to say, help us, America, this is what's going on, these scumbag corporations stopped it. And my reason I bring all this up is when it happens here, okay, they'll use the technology. They were the dissenters, the people in the streets were trying to say, look, this is what's really happening. And corporations, from IBM with the Nazis to the Tiananmen Square and the cameras that you have on your streets, America, and New York City, and the Nokia phone companies shutting these people down. You see, they're not on your side. I want to fight for the people, and I really wish I could fight for them. I'm not trying to be a tough guy, big mouth here, but it's just disgusting. And I say to all of those politicians, those people that are lining up against us, screw you, screw your laws, and America, get ready to defend yourself. I love you, Kate. Thanks.
All right. Mark is armed and ready, as he says. When he talks about the Second Amendment, he is rather passionate. And, of course, technology, because he believes it's too big brothery out there, obviously. And in New York especially, you know, they're talking about all the cameras that they want to install, and they already have them. And, of course, you could even go to as far as the red light cameras and all that sort of stuff. Now, I, for one, am definitely not a conspiracy person because I don't want to live in a box in a hole and have a miserable life and not be able to ever look out and see some of the great things that are in front of me in the United States. But he does make some good points, and the point is that you should be aware of what's happening around you and question it, because I think what happens is people don't question, and we've seen that before in history. And when there's no questioning, that's when things get slipped past you, and you have no idea what's all of a sudden gone that you had. These rights, these freedoms have suddenly slipped away. Like I said, if you read your history books and you go back, you could look at certain empires and you could see the very same thing that has happened in different ways to them. So don't get lulled into that sleep. I would absolutely agree with him on that one. And the healthcare thing is the first step, is one of the big steps anyway in that, because what the president says is you're deferring reform, and that's what you're doing. You're defending the status quo. But if you look closer, the problem is in trying to slow cost increases and bring coverage to 50 million people that are uninsured. It sounds great. Oh, fabulous. But then when you dig further, how do you pay for it? Who's going to pay for it? What happens to you at your job? How much more are you going to have to pay for it? What happens if you work in a small company and they are forced to insure you and they can't afford it and they close down? I mean, the doom and gloom scenarios, definitely out there for some of the things that are in this bill, because it just will not be feasible. I guess what will happen is you'll just have to be a 1099 employee, and that's what will happen to a lot of folks. They'll find themselves in that situation that it doesn't matter anyway, because it's going to change how the taxes are for them. They'll be like a contracted employee. This $1.5 trillion plan, it's in picking up this tab, the employers, the wealthy, etc. And in the Senate, the Health Committee, it was 13-10. That was the party line vote that advanced the measure that would require the health insurance and the employers to contribute to the cost, but at what cost? Another Mark listening to us in New York. Mark, we're up against it, but you have a couple of minutes. Hello.
Okay, kid. Last year, in November, I was in the hospital for 1 week and got one stent put in. They billed Medicare $50,000. And the problem, a lot of nurses are on per diem. They don't even have benefits themselves.
Right.
It's the administrators, Kate. It really is. The administrator at this hospital, I think he makes about $250,000 a year, and he lives on a beautiful home on the lake.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. But, and you can't even bring your own medication. You know, you take it every day, but they want to give you theirs and charge you $10, $12 for an aspirin.
I was just going to say that. The old joke about the aspirin is really true, so you know,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep. $50,000 for one little thing that you could have done in your backyard.
How crazy is that? That's where we're all going to operate on each other. No
yeah.
joke. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. I need to think about that, but it's scary. But this health reform, it's just not right in the way it's worded and where they're trying to take the cost out of and all that other sort of stuff. And you, I think, nailed it, Mark, because where truly is the money going to?
Right.
It's going to the fat cats. They're draining the system. You think they want to change the system? No.
No.
Because they want to still have the house in the Hamptons. They want to still make the big, chunky money. And so do the doctors. The doctors want to make it, too. And, you know, it's the little guy ultimately that gets squeezed anyway. Mark, thanks.
Take care. Appreciate it.
All right, flip us an email, americatonight.net, with your thoughts.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation, is Mr. Know-It-All.